Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And I'm excited to have Aaron Thomas Rao join us in the studio today to talk about the World Kite Festival. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you. We're back.
So I learned about this festival last year when you came. Tell our listeners exactly what the World Kite Festival is, when it's taking place, and how it came about.
Okay. Well, the Atlanta World Kite Festival is a labor of love. My husband and I, along with some family and friends, decided to get together and come up with an event that was inclusive of everyone. We wanted to transcend race, religion, political affiliations, cultures. We wanted to actually show off the melting pot that is Atlanta, and we wanted to promote family outdoor fun.
And so you all chose kites.
Yes, we did. And the reason why we chose kites is because usually when people think of kites, it evokes a wonderful memory from childhood, a carefree time, a time of peace. So we thought it would be great because outside of the United States, kites are considered to be a very important part of most cultures. So we thought we would bring that here and we share that with our citizens in Atlanta.
I love it. In Brazil, where the Rio Games took place, they did a special on the boys who fight with kites.
Yes.
And how they actually use kites to kind of stay out of trouble because it was more fun to be up flying a kite rather than doing something, you know, that was not a good idea.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the things that I love about kite flying. There is no negative connotation most times. We have had an unfortunate incident to occur recently regarding kites, but that just brings forth kite safety and the encouragement of paying attention and being considerate of others. But other than that, I love kites. So far, this is our fifth year. We've gone around the city and we've had a wonderful reaction when we've shown up at events.
So tell us about this year's event. Where is it taking place, dates and times, and who should come out to participate?
So this year's event will be held in October, Saturday, the 22nd. It starts at 1 p.m., and we usually get out of there about 6, but it is at Piedmont Park, which is the prime location in the city of Atlanta. Easily accessible through MARTA, conveniently located through to the neighborhoods around the city. We will feature this year some STEM interactive activities. We are teaming up with some local community organizations, Wonder Root, Atlanta Print Studio. We're looking for it to be an awesome affair. We're expecting everyone, kids of all ages, 0 to 100+. You can come out, you can enjoy fellowship, food, music, just fun for the entire family.
So you mentioned that there are people coming from outside of the city to participate in this year's World Kite Festival. Can you share a little bit about that group?
Yes, we are currently working on hosting a kite club from, amazingly enough, Sri Lanka. We also have kite clubs coming in from Virginia and Florida and Alabama. And what we're trying to do is build awareness of the types of kite groups that are around that we can maybe create one and build up an interest here in the city.
So this kite group and this kite festival lives beyond that day in Saturday because you guys do outreach and do STEM and do all these other kinds of community engagement.
Yes, thank you for even mentioning that. Since we met last year, we have grown tremendously. We've added a kite camp arm where in the summers we are featured in some of the STEM camps with what we call our kite camp. And what we do is spend a week learning about the significance of kites, discussing and learning the science and mathematic applications with kites, the significance in the many cultures, and kite history. They've been around a pretty long time. We've also added a pop-up kite-making arm. So you can find us at most of the events around the city during the summertime, making kites with the kids. One of my favorites was the Julie Dexter concert over at West Manor. The kids made kites, and as she sang her tunes, the kids were running across in front of the stage with their kites. It was awesome.
Well, Erin Thomas Rao, I want to thank you for coming again and sharing with our listeners about the World Kite Festival. And could you give the dates and times and for more information where folks can go?
Yes. Again, the Atlanta World Kite Festival will be held this year at Piedmont Park on Saturday, October 22nd from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. If you'd like any more information, you can find us on Facebook at Atlanta World Kite Festival. And we also have a website, atlantaworldkitefestival.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us again.